A dark shade of red is creeping into the green expanse outside my window. Burnt orange might be more painfully apt, and despite the current deluge of rain, it screams of thirst. This is the color of the Tree of Life's gradual demise. Mighty western red cedar, rendered feeble and desolate, their roots disintegrating under the cyclical stress of summers too dry, winters too wet, their solid stance threatened by accelerating winds. The fire in the stove was now in full force. Its crackle and roar interrupted her disheartening thoughts about the dying cedars and what their fate meant in the grand scheme. She tentatively damped down the flue and returned to her reflection from a different vantage point. But there is still so much vibrant green. Is it disingenuous to fade out what's thriving, to emphasize what's in peril? It might be what's needed to wake us up and turn the tide, but what are the costs of such selective seeing? Fixating on scarcity and loss, the frail and finite, can make us stingy with the present and each other. Wrapping her hands more snugly round the curve of her beloved cup, she found herself lost in a typical summer scene, a cast of Galliano characters bathed in the golden hues of the sinking sun at Montague Beach. Ceremonially, they gravitate to the driftwood pews, settled along the shoreline to share a meal, revel in animated conversation, and then savor the quieting colors of the day's last light. Was the spontaneous summoning of this gathering an indication of the counterbalance she sought? In the long run, aren't we better off cultivating a love of place and each other, noticing and tending to sources of open-hearted wonder, instead of living at the mercy of suffocating apprehension? Her calves fell asleep as she crouched before the stove, compulsively jabbing at the burning logs.